Amrul Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Harbei Tzafu Lidrosh Bemerkava Velo Ro Osa Mimeyem. The Merkava in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara refers to Sisrei Torah, Shmaryo, please, Shmaryo. Whenever the Gemara refers to Sisrei Torah, the word Kabbalah is not a word you find in the Gemara. The Gemara refers to two Chachmos in Chachmos HaTorah. It's called Maisa HaMerkava and Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Merkava.
Isn't that a tank?
I don't know what a modern Hebrew uses. I mean, you're asking a question on the Gemara from what the modern Ivrit uses the word Merkava for. Come on, you're smarter than that. I have no idea. It does make sense. A Merkava is a place where you ride. A Merkava is... Merkava refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he appears in the world. His Merkava, his chariots. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda was told, they told him, you know, many people have tried to look into Darshan, the story of the Maisa Merkava, the Sisrei Torah. They were not able to see it from their days. But Rabbi Yehuda, and in other words, what's your problem that a blind person never saw the Ma'oros and therefore they can't make Yotzer Ma'oros? But yet we know many people learn Ma'isa Merkava and they never saw it. Why is that a stira? Now it's a funny question because learning is one thing, and saying a bracha lechora maybe is a different thing. I don't know, but that's what he asked.
It's not a bracha on seeing; it's yotzer.
Yudas asam be'avna sadali b'talya milsa. The Gemara answers what I just said there. That's totally in the understanding of your heart. Welcome, chavi biyada. He's concentrating his understanding. Welcome, misham hanohu. Over here, it's dependent on the benefit of the or. V'halasle hana, and a blind man never has benefit from the lights. Rabban and Isli, the Rabban said that he does have hana. Where so?
Rabbi Yosi.
Same idea. Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya, as Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi said in the Brisa, I'm Rabbi Yosi, kol yamai hayisi mitzar al mikrozeh. All of my days, I pained over the following pasuk. V'hayisa memashesh patzorayim kasher yamashesh o'iver ba'afela. The same way a blind man tries to get through the dark, I will try to get through the afternoon. Why does it refer to the eve, to the darkness, to a blind person? There's no difference between darkness and light. Until a story came to my hand. One time I was walking in the depths of the darkness of the night. When I saw a blind man, he was walking at night, dark, and he was carrying a torch. I said to him, my son, what do you have it for? You can't see anyway. Amarli, he said to me, yes, but when I have a torch in my hand, people see me. They're able to save me and guide me. So sometimes it's not about light that for you to see, it's about light that others can see you. Mishnah, this is a raya that you should wear a reflector in the dark if you live in Lakewood where there's not many streetlights. Same idea. Mo's really saying, yeah, I've been saying that for years. I've actually written letters to the governor about that. Kohen sheyesh biyadav mumin lo yisa eskap of a Kohen who has on his hands blemishes, he should not duchen. If you don't af mishi hayadav tzvos, if he has dyed hands, if he's a dyer, if his hands are dirty, in other words, you don't want to. Today we cover our hands, but in those days, if they would see the hands, it would cause a distraction. Kavara. Sitim lo yisa eskap of anisha am mistaken bo. Someone who's sitim. Sitim is someone who has a mum on his. I'm going to ask what sitim is. I think it's a type of mum on your hands. Or they're bent differently or something. It says the Gemara Tana. Mumin sha'amru b'fonav yada v'raglov. The mum that a Kohen should not tuchen with is if it's on his hands, face, or feet. Someone whose hands are bukanios should not tuchen. What are bukanios? Bukanios, Rashi says, luntayish belaz. So anyone who has luntayish hands, or bukanios hands, if you want to know what that is, you can look it up in the article. It's some sort of twisted hands.
Tanya Namiyaki,
Yadav bukanios liuses kapav, akumos, akushos liuses kapav. If they're twisted, if they're bent, one should not tuchen. One is bent inwards, one is bent outwards. Someone who comes from the city of Chifa or from the city of Eshan, they speak very funny and therefore they should not duchen because people will distract. They don't pronounce the ayins right, the olives right. Today we're all this. Levi was told if you would be a Kohen, you would not be able to duchen because your voice is thick. He had a distinct voice that would cause distraction. And also, if you would be a Levi, I'm sorry, not duchen. If you were a Levi, you would not be able to sing because the singing required voices like Barak and his brother and his dad. Are you Levi, Barak? That would be really...
What a shame. I don't understand. Who's it going to distract when he's doing it?
People are going to look. Right, today we cover our hands.
Aren't you not supposed to be looking anywhere?
Right.
So what's the question?
No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's the other way around. Because they have such odd hands, it's going to cause people to look, and that's dangerous to look during duchen. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. I apologize. This is what it means. This is what reminds me that I should look this over before I say it, instead of just coming in here and reading cold. But you're right. That's what Rashi says. It's the other way around. If you come in a way that's odd, it's going to cause people to look at you, and that's going to think it. Well, we have to look time wise here. 6 minutes. Have a great day, boys.
No, it's followed up. A woman was beheaded. I didn't realize that. It's crazy.
A man was.
It's one of the LIRR.
It's crazy.